Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 256. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for checking out newmindsetwhodis.com. And I'm just going to hop right into it. I've got a short episode for you on a topic that I think is really, really important to hear as we head into a new year. And as with many episodes I do, this is in direct reaction to something I saw on Instagram, on the internet. You know, I spend a lot of time on the internet. It's just the way it is. It's why my sleep schedule is so messed up. It's why I stay up late watching random YouTube videos, scuba diving tutorials, compilations of dogs greeting their owners after they've been gone for a day, mindlessly scrolling through memes, you name it. I'm all over the place. You know, it's getting weird over here. But sometimes I do stumble on things that are kind of in my arena of mindfulness. And the other day I saw a quote that it actually triggered me, frankly. Like, most things don't really get under my skin or like make me be like, huh? Like, this triggered me. And and here it is. And it's the catalyst for what I want to talk about today, a mindset that I want to talk about today. And the quote said, it said, "The same energy given to me is the same energy I'm giving back. No more, no less." That's it. That's the quote. One more time. "The same energy given to me is the same energy I'm giving back. No more, no less." That's the quote. And pardon my French, but I fucking hate that. I hate that so, so much. Because to me, that quote says my energy, my compassion, my humanness, I'm only given when I'm given. I'm only offering what is reciprocated. I only turn it on when I have like permission to do so. And I think that's so messed up. I think it's so messed up to live a life where the way that you decide if you're going to be kind or energized or compassionate or forgiving or honest or enthusiastic, the way that you decide if you're going to be those things is if someone else is going to be those things. What? What? That's like such an ass backwards way of living that, you know, that's the way you're going to decide if you're going to bring the heat in life. That's the way you decide if you're going to be compassionate and kind and loving or outgoing and friendly or whatever. That's how you're going to decide if someone else is the same way. I'm sorry, but I think that's going to set you up for a lot of frustrating life circumstances. You're going to wind up being cynical and closed off and just not happy. You're going to be the victim a lot when that's the case. Like, I virtually guarantee that that's going to be the outcome, you know, to be the person who says, well, you know, he took 2 days to respond to my text, so I'm going to wait 2 days. Or to be the person who says, oh, that waiter was rude to me, so I'm going to be rude back. Or, you know, Deborah from accounts receivable is so condescending to me, so I'm going to be condescending back. Or, you know, whatever, you name it. Like, that is not how life is meant to be lived. The same energy given to me is the same energy I'm giving back? No. No, 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 no. And I don't think you have to be that way. And I'm sorry, I started off complaining. I never usually complain, but I really don't like that quote. I think there's such a happier, more freeing way to live your life. And I think you want to live this way. You really do. I think that quote is just kind of bogus. And frankly, I think if you're honest with yourself, you do want to live a life where that's not the case. Like, I think that quote kind of logically flies in the face of how you're intrinsically wired. Like, at a fundamental level, like, you want to be kind. You want to smile. You want to reach out to that person. You want to help other people. But for some reason, you decide to check yourself and like only offer those things to people who do the same for you. You only offer those things to people who like, quote, deserve them. But that's not how life works. Like the truth about life is you're going to have so many opportunities to treat others the opposite of how you've been treated. And to do that, to actually do that, that's a flex. It's the ultimate flex to do those things, to not just match someone else's energy. And you could do that because you can, because you're capable of doing this, to only match what you're given. That's going to drain you. That's a really negative headspace where you like you handcuff yourself unnecessarily. And, you know, unless you're into that kind of thing, you little freak, I think there's a better choice. There's a better choice. And that's to be the person who gives even when you're not given, who loves even when you're not loved, who jokes, who smiles, who's high energy even when other people are not. You know, I say you can be the person who responds to a text immediately because you want to. You could be the person who doesn't give in to the bullshit wait 3 days rule. You could be the person who's an over-the-top good morning kind of person even if no one else is. You can be the person who sets the tone for the energy, not the other way around. Not the other way around. You can be the person who cannonballs into the pool, who's the first to try, the first to help, the first to call, the first to show excitement, the first to show empathy. And you could be the person who continues to do that even when it's not matched. And frankly, I think that is the way to live your life. You lead by example. You lead with the way that you want to be treated. You lead with what you're capable of. And, you know, yeah, chances are you're going to get burned along the way if this is your mentality. You're going to get it thrown in your face at some point. You're going to be disappointed by someone's lack of matching it. You might be rejected. You might be hurt. That's life for you. It's true. I think people who, you know, lead with their heart and their empathy and who act on their enthusiasm and their raw honesty and curiosity, yeah, sometimes you end up getting it thrown back in your face in not so fun ways. But, you know, it comes down to, if given a choice, how would you prefer to live your life? 20 years from now, if you look back, would you rather say that you only gave when given or that you gave regardless? I hope it's the latter. I really hope it's the latter, my friend, because that is the power of choice. That is the freedom that you have as a living, breathing, capable human being. So I know I'm a little jazzed up on this. Usually I'm like calmer, but I feel like this is like a really powerful thing. So know two things from this. One, I really don't like that quote. And two, there's a better option. And perhaps actually a better quote. Let's balance it out right here. A bad quote and a good quote. Here's a better quote that I've seen floating around that I think should be your motto instead. And it's a quote that simply says, "Everything I need, I can reciprocate. Everything I need, I can reciprocate." I like that. Instead of the same energy given to me is the same energy I'm given back vibe. No, none of that. Instead, you say, "Everything I need, I can reciprocate. The energy I need, I can reciprocate. The love I need, I can reciprocate. The kindness, the help, the enthusiasm, the laughter, the drive that I need, I can reciprocate." And again, not just reciprocate, but initiate and then continue to give when it's not matched. I think that's the vibe, right? Initiate. Start. Lead with. Be the first to do it. Flaunt it. The energy I need, the love I need, the kindness, the helping hand, the enthusiasm, the laughter, the drive that I need, I can initiate. And then say, even if it's not reciprocated, I can and I will continue to offer it. That is a huge flex, to flaunt what you have because you're capable of doing it. I'm really passionate about this. It's the vibe of like, don't just do what others do. Like, that's so lame. And speaking of lame, I suppose, love you, mom, but I'm going to sound like my mom here. She would always say, "Hey, Case, if everyone else is jumping off a cliff, would you do it just because everyone else is?" Well, no, but that's exactly what you're doing when you say this cringy quote of, you know, the same energy given to me is the same energy I'm giving back. I say, question that. Be different. Snap yourself out of that like really cynical headspace and just give what you have initiate what you have and then keep giving it. And of course, yeah, it doesn't mean like you just keep giving and giving and giving and you let people walk on you and blah, blah, blah. No, of course, right? We'll be realistic here. You don't need to continue hanging out with someone who doesn't reciprocate it, or you don't need to associate with people who don't have the ability to do that. But it just means as a starting point, you don't back down from an opportunity to be the amazing human being you are because someone doesn't match your energy. You are the energy. You are. It's like, don't, like, what's the quote? Don't be all sizzle and no steak. Like, be the steak, be the whole freaking meal because you want to, because you can. And it's like, just because someone else disrespects you or overlooks you or is in a bad mood, it doesn't mean you should see that as a sign that you, as a human, need to like shift down a gear. You should just have one gear, and that's a gear that's true to you. If you are an outgoing, smiley, social butterfly, kind human being, you should just do your best to always lead with that. Don't wait to only reciprocate that when it's given to you. To the title, if you've got it, flaunt it, because you owe it to yourself, because you can. And I think that's the most rewarding way to live your life. There is no regret to be found in that mentality. Because again, otherwise, if you're only matching what's given to you, you're literally waiting for permission to give the greatest gift that you have, which is you. And I know that's cheesy. I even laugh when I said it. It's you. But what's more you than you? What's more you than the way that you get excited about something that you love? What's more you than the way that you want to help someone else who needs help? What's more you than the way that you want to give back? The empathy you have, the compassion you have, the enthusiasm you have, the honesty you can lead with. What's more you than that? And it's a gift to share that, and you should. And if you only share that by matching what's given to you, if you only give that to people who, quote, deserve it, I really do think you're holding yourself back from living just a really beautiful and powerful and, you know, fulfilling life, a life that's true to you, a life where you don't hold yourself back. And yeah, to my point, it's definitely more vulnerable and you're definitely opening yourself up. But personally, I'll take that any day of the week instead of looking back one day and realizing I had so much in the tank that I refused to use it because it wasn't given to me first, because it wasn't matched. No, like that just makes me so sad to even say it. Like I, as a human, refuse to be that person. I refuse to be someone who only matches what they're given. I'm willing to get hurt to be true to me, and I'm willing to spread what I have to offer simply because I can and because I know it's true to what I have. So that's it. Honestly, a shorter episode. I'll end it right there, and I hope that gives you something to think about. And frankly, I hope it kind of fires you up. I hope it gives you the strength to initiate, not just match what's given to you, to get down in your head and your heart and say, what is it that I want? And how is it that I want to be treated? And then you do that. You lead with that. You initiate with that. You become that person. You lead those things yourself. And you do that regardless of whether someone gives that back to you, regardless of whether someone's matching that to you. Anything you want reciprocated, you are fully capable of initiating it. You are fully capable of leading with it. And I hope you do, because that is 100% true to you. And in my opinion, that's living a life without regret. So that's it. Super short episode. Thank you for listening. If you found that valuable, I'd love it if you'd share the podcast with a friend. Just a quick text to them and say, hey, you should check out this podcast. He does new episodes every week. Hit subscribe. That would mean a lot to me. So thank you for that. And thank you for supporting me, picking up a journal or two or three at newmindsethoodist.com. And that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.